It's the DSA podcast presented by the Division of Student Affairs. I'm your host, Matt Lupica. Coming off the heels of homecoming that was both magical and full of energy, not to mention some great weather, we now turn our attention to another exciting celebration on campus, Parents and Families Appreciation Week. Here to help us give you a preview of what's to come is Assistant Dean of Students Shauna Lee and Graduate Assistant for Parent and Family Engagement Hannah Bennett. Thank you both for being on this podcast. And with me, as always, is my co-host, Associate Vice President for Student Affairs and Dean of Students, Talia Drummer Farrell. Hey, how are you? And we're getting set for another exciting celebration, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely an exciting week with homecoming and all the great things that happened. So we're very excited to now turn our sights to our parents and our families.
Absolutely right about that. So what do you say we get this thing going? And I'm going to kick it off with you, Shauna. Now, put simply, can you give us a peek behind the curtain and share some highlights of what's in store for our great parents and families?
Well, thank you for that question. So I think we have provided a well-orchestrated week of activities for our parents. The one thing I really want to point out, I think, is that we try to be mindful of where our parents are, you know, because we do have quite a few parents that are unable to join us in person. So we were, you know, mindful in that we want to make sure that we had activities no matter where they are that they can participate in. So we have some virtual activities that will happen the earlier part of the week from October the 4th through the 7th. And then we have our in-person, which is our largest event, that's Friday and Saturday. So we have a lot of activities no matter where you are that you can participate in. If you want to participate in all of them, you can. You can pick and choose for the virtual pieces. But then for our weekend, it's a package. And so we're really looking forward to that. We have over 600 families registered for our Parent and Family Weekend. So I'm really excited about that, given the fact that we couldn't do an in-person event for them last year. But it's really going to be fun to put names to faces and to be able to, you know, just really conversate and converse with our parents. So I'm looking forward to that.
Now, Shauna, this is it's your first official year doing this, but you did this last year, and we came across something called a pandemic and had to pivot. I know we're sick of that word, too, with everything else. You had to pivot in the pandemic, but I just want to say you've done a great job in orchestrating a committee to put this all together. Don't you agree, Talia?
No, it has. Shauna, I can tell you, let me just say it in front of everybody. I am so proud and excited for the work that you all have done. It's awesome to go from, you know, a dean of students who's doing something as like a second tier to the job, someone being able to focus and really offer the support that our parents need. You know, so that's all. Shauna, I can't say enough. I just thank you. And Hannah, thank you, too. I'm so happy that both of you are here to talk about this.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a good model and foundation to start with.
I appreciate that.
We weren't totally in the dark. So
that's
right. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
So it takes a village, right? I mean, there's a whole committee about that. So Hannah, actually tell me, what are some of the highlights? I mean, you're new to a lot of this work, and this is definitely a unique experience. What are some of the highlights that you've seen from the committee?
So I'm excited to be here and do some actual engaging work as I start my studies. As far as some highlights for what's to come and from the committee, just having everyone have so an abundance of ideas essentially, and making sure those things work and sort of picking up the pieces like, oh, well, this idea sounds good, and then go through the logistics of it and then have another idea on top of that. And so it's been really fun sort of integrating that with our parents in mind, as well as on our Facebook page. So many people are so excited about the Facebook page, or at least the event that they've been seeing through the Facebook page. I know I produced a series of videos essentially touring parts of what Parents and Families Appreciation Week will look like. And those received a lot of views and lots of engagement. And so it's just been a fun process trying to get this all together in like a month or so. And so it's been an exciting time.
That's cool. So Shauna, you are the chair of the committee, so I'm gonna put you on the spot. What is the one event that you're looking forward to the most?
You know what? I don't know. I'm looking forward to them all because they're all different. You know, I'm looking forward to the reception, you know, with the president, because that's going to be outside, you know, under the tent. So I'm looking forward to what that's going to be about. I'm really looking forward to the paint sip because that sold out. And we had so many people who just wanted to attend that. So I thought that was hilarious. But then I'm also looking forward to the football game because we're playing a very good team in the University of Buffalo. It's at nighttime. It's under the lights. It's on prime time on ESPN Plus. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to everything. I can't just pick out one event that I'm looking forward to. I'm looking for the whole package, the kit and caboodle. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you, Shauna. Yeah, Matt, I think it's going to be quite the experience for our parents, top to bottom. What do you think?
I think you're right about that. All the excitement around this being, you know, coming back after not being there for a year, it's going to be riding high. And in fact, I was so excited for this podcast that last night I could barely sleep. I thought about taking a Benadryl to go to bed. But, you know, it definitely will be at a fever pitch. And I think our parents are looking forward to it. And so is the University of Kent State looking forward to welcoming them with open arms.
It's a new era for our parents and families, especially with Shauna and Hannah's work.
Now, before we continue, I want to take a moment to let you know that you're listening to a podcast from the Division of Student Affairs, and we are highlighting Parents and Families Appreciation Week. Alongside my co-host, Associate Vice President for Student Affairs and Dean of Students, Talia Drummer-Farrell, I'm Matt Lupica. Now, Hannah, you mentioned earlier talking about working on highlight videos and all that stuff. Is there one video in particular that maybe stands out to you most?
Let's see. All of them were really exciting to make because since I'm a first-year graduate student, I've never actually been to Kent State. I'm out of state from Florida, so it was really exciting and engaging to go to these places that I've heard about but haven't actually had time to be able to go and see. I think the one that was most exciting for me and for parents was seeing the student center and seeing just basically the heart of campus and knowing that the bookstore is there, the library's there, and just that's where all of the activity is going to be happening. Parents were also really excited about seeing downtown Kent since it's just across the way. And I was also blown away with how beautiful downtown is and how like small and quaint, but also warm and inviting it is. And so knowing that that's an option for our parents and families to basically just walk to from campus in the middle of our events is something that I think was great to show them. And it was also great for me to be able to basically make a self-guided tour for myself.
Yeah, that is good and coming from out of state. And for all you trivia people out there, the Kent Student Center is actually turning 50 this year. So congratulations to them on that.
Yeah, and it's cool too, because with Hannah, with you being so new to campus, it's really taught you, you know, the lay of the land as you're showing our parents. So that was kind of twofold, right? A good win there.
Yeah, it's opened my eyes to be like, okay, what is it that I want parents and families to see on campus? And what is it that I want to see as someone new on campus? And just sort of navigating that on my own so that I have more informed opinions and just more information I can provide our parents and families as a new set of eyes and not someone who's, for example, lived here for like maybe 4 or 5 years.
A fresh perspective. That's a good way to think about it. So this next question is for both of you or whoever wants to answer. You know, as you're thinking about how we're looking at, you know, what we're doing and, you know, our podcast is a fun way for our listeners not only to learn more about what's to come, but also just to kind of, I don't know, take the veil off and, you know, look behind the curtain a little bit when we talk about the university. So what is one myth that you would like to debunk when it comes to the work for Parent and Family Appreciation Week, the weekend, or even our parent and family engagement area overall? Like, what's something that like is a misconception, a misnomer, or a myth that you would like to set the record straight?
Wow, Talia, that's a loaded question. I don't know necessarily if it's a myth, but I do believe that because the area is so new, that parents are unaware that this area exists. You know, mm-hmm. we're kind of like a one stop, if you will, for parents. And so I think that through the advertising of our Parent and Family Appreciation Week, people are beginning to notice and know, oh, there is an area on campus, you mm-hmm. know, for me as a parent. Mm-hmm. And I can see that in everything that we're doing. Our Facebook likes and activity has, you know, had a great impact and uptick. Our phones are ringing off the hook, mm-hmm. and you know, we have a lot of questions in our email account. So now that you know, registration has closed for Parent and Family Weekend, I hope that engagement still continues. You know, because we have more, and we have additional ways that parents and families can be involved in. You know, we'll disclose that later on, but it isn't just Parent and Family Weekend.
That's right.
And so I hope that our parents, so I guess that would be a myth. We are more than just a Parent and Family Weekend. You yeah. know, we are a partner with our parents and families to help them navigate the university, you know, so that they can help their students succeed. We are a team, and so that they know that they're not out there alone. They do have a partner in this. So that would be the myth that I would like to debunk.
It's a good one too, right? Because there's a lot of parents and families who think, oh, it's just about the weekend, and the weekend, that's where it begins and ends. But there are so many opportunities for our parents to be connected, to get involved, and just, you know, get a resource to get additional information, because our lovely students do not always pass the information along to their parents. And so this is a great resource that our parents can turn to. Hannah, what about you? Do you have any myths or misconceptions that you would like to clear up?
I think I agree with Shauna that parents and families engagement is more than just putting on the big Parents and Families Weekend event and creating all of these fun opportunities for parents and their students to participate in. One part of it, programming that I'm excited for us to get more into is our affinity groups for our parents and families. So those will be groups for our first generation students, our LGBTQ+ students, and our African American students and families, so they can make connections as well. And if, for example, like a student's feeling isolated for some reason and they're not quite sure who to reach out to, they can reach out to their parents, and then their parents are like, can connect to other parents and see if they have any advice or information to give them so that they can pass on to their students. And as you were saying earlier, it takes a community. So having this opportunity to foster this community within parents, families, and really roping in parents into the community of campus and just welcoming them to basically Kent as a whole. And so I guess the misconception I would clear up is that we're more than just like fielding issues or problems parents or students might have. It's more about making connections.
That's right.
And filling in any sort of gaps that might exist.
Yeah, we're really excited, Matt, for those groups to launch later in the fall semester. You know, our parents, definitely stay tuned to our Facebook page so you can learn more about that.
Absolutely. And you know, this weekend is all a part of just our commitment to our parents and families here at Kent State, and that we value them as much as the students, because really, when you boil it down to its simplest form, we're all a big family here, Talia, and to be able to have that weekend, or what I like to refer to big events as, the Super Bowl of events, but also to continue that on as the weekend ends and generate that buzz throughout the whole year.
Absolutely.
You know, another thing I want to debunk is there's a lot of hours of planning, and actually we took a look at colleges around to see how they do parent and family, and we said, how can we do it better? How can we give our parents a heck of a weekend and have it be one they'll be talking about when they leave?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, best of the best first class experience, that they will get a good taste of that this weekend.
You've got that right for sure. Now, before we head to our world-famous wildcard question to end the show, I've got one more question for you, Shauna. Now, you kind of teased this a little bit earlier, and now we've come to that point. Can you share with our listeners ways that they can connect in with parent and family engagement beyond Parents and Families Appreciation Weekend, and how they can find out more information to stay in touch?
Well, we have several ways that they can become connected. And one is by joining our Parents and Families Association. So, well, let me back up. First, they need to go to our website at www.kent.edu/parents. And on there, there's a ton of information about what it is that we do and ways that they can get involved and important information specifically for them. So like the one thing I really want to point out is that Hannah has put together a calendar of all the important dates that the parents need to know. So they don't have to be bothered with searching through our the university's website to find that information. It's all been nicely packaged into a calendar that they can visually see and know from, you know, day to day what is what's going on and what are some important dates that are going on. So definitely our website. And then in tandem with our website is information about our Parents and Family Association. So we are asking that parents, if you're interested, and learning about what is happening on campus and important information that you want to know about, that you join the Parent and Family Association. And as a member, they will get monthly updates from our newsletters about activities, tips to help their students throughout the academic year. And then they will receive information about our Parent and Family Council, which is something that we're getting ready to roll out. And this group will work in tandem with our office to help guide and shape what parent and family engagement looks like at Kent State University so that they will have a voice and that we can, you know, create that partnership between the parents and the administration here on campus. We have the affinity groups that Hannah talked about. More information will be coming out about that. But if they don't want to do any of those things and they want to passively be involved, they can also join our Facebook page. And we post a lot of information on that. One of our highlights that we'll be rolling out here soon is our Info Fridays. So every week we'll highlight a particular issue that we've been made aware of, or an area on campus that we feel that our parents need to know about so they can help connect the students. So those are the ways, but if parents really want to know what it is we do, I would suggest that they go to our website and then they can find out all of that information.
Awesome. Yeah, it's definitely an excellent way for our parents to get connected. And to your point, Shauna, is however they want to be engaged, right? So you have passive options, more active options, more involved. But either way, they're all informing our parents about what it is that we offer here at Kent State, how we can support them and then better support their students in turn. So this is the best part of our podcast. And I think, you know, Matt and I might have a bias. So this is what we call the wild card segment. This is where we give you a question and you provide us with a one-word answer in response to that question. Here we go. So this is, in this installment, the question is, what is one word that comes to mind as you prepare for our first in-person parent and family weekend in over 2 years? So I'm gonna give you a second to think. And Hannah, I'm gonna kick it off to you first.
I'd have to say ecstatic.
Ecstatic. Very good word. Shauna, you're next. What's your word?
Hannah stole my word. We think too much alike. I was thinking exciting because every time I think about what we have planned, I'm just excited. I know that parents will walk away feeling good about Kent State being a choice, not only for their students, but for them as a family unit.
Absolutely.
I really do. Because it's not only the university that's involved in this planning, but the city as well. Mm-hmm. So we do have a partnership with the city as well. So I think that they'll walk away, I'm gonna say, feeling appreciated. So that's my word, appreciated.
Very good. Matt, what's your word as we're going into this week of festivities and close out with our parent and family weekend?
I'm going to take an unconventional route and say fireworks, because I think there's going to be plenty of it.
I agree. And my word is certainly going to be proud. I have seen this area come quite some ways, and I am so proud of how far we've come. And I think our parents will be proud of it as well.
I could not agree with you more. Now, before we say goodbye, I want to once again thank our guests, the Assistant Dean of Students, Shauna Lee, and Graduate Assistant for Parent and Family Engagement, Hannah Bennett. Thank you very much for being here and for providing us with a preview of what's to come. Just a quick reminder also to check out the Division of Student Affairs Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages featuring stories and important announcements from around the division. It's your source for DSA news and information. The podcast is available on Apple, Google, and Spotify. Head over to your favorite one, enter Kent DSA Podcast in the search, and then sit back and let us entertain you. Before we go, I want to send a special hello to our listeners in Italy. Ciao, or simply hello, and apparently goodbye as well. So once again, for my co-host, Talia Drummer-Farrell, I'm Matt Lupica, saying today's a good day to have a great day.